June 4th, 2020. Thankful Thursday. The scripture for Thankful Thursday, as always, is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. God bless you. Thankful Thursday edition for June 3rd, or June 4th, actually, June 4th. I have chosen today to give thanks for my grandmother. Now, my grandmother passed away back in December of 2013. I was actually by her side when she passed, and I had the blessed opportunity to pray over her, pray with her before she moved from this life into the next. And there's three areas I want to touch on today for Thankful Thursday with my grandmother. And let me tell you up front, normally I really have a script of things that I want to say, how I want to say them, so I capture them all, because I take the podcast very seriously. I take my evolution and growth as a man of God and being empowered by God to be the best man God has called me to be very seriously. And I take that same approach when I get on the podcast. I don't take any shorts. I just don't throw something out there and see if it sticks. I say things that I've prayed over and have come up in my spirit to share on this platform. If not, it's not worthy of being broadcasted. And today I say all that to say this. I've chosen to leave my script blank, and I just put down three words. And I'm going to go from the heart on each one of those words. And then at the end, in conclusion, I'll tell you why. So my grandmother and this Thankful Thursday and me being thankful for her and her life and all that she brought to my life, the first aspect I want to bring up is peace. Whenever my grandmother would come around, she brought a peace with her that was undeniable. Now, mind you, I saw her on a pretty regular basis when we stayed in Tyler, back in Tyler, Texas, where I'm from. And then when she moved and we weren't as close as we once were in the sense of physical proximity, that I didn't really understand or really know about this peace. Now, let me tell you one thing, and I don't know about you, with somebody in your life, a grandparent, a cousin, or somebody, I don't know. But for me and my grandmother, I felt at peace whenever I was around her, especially when she would say, hey, come get in the bed and watch this wrestling with me. Because my grandmother loved to watch wrestling. I don't know what it was. She liked wrestling, so just that's just how it is. So, but when I would lay down in her bed, even as an adult, because she later moved to New Jersey where I was stationed, where me and my sister lived in New Jersey, and I got stationed in New Jersey in the Air Force. She ended up moving out there in her latter years before she passed. And still, as a grown man in my 30s, I could lay in her bed and almost instantly fall asleep. Even if I wasn't tired. It was just a piece about my grandmother. It was a piece about who she was and what she stood for and how she lived her life. And I can't explain it, and I don't think I need to explain it. If those who know, you know. That those that don't, just hear me out and receive it in your ears and praise God for it. So I just thank her for that peace. And even now, how I live, how I talk, my demeanor reflects a great deal of that peace that she had really put up on my life. And how I do a lot of things, I'm not very rambunctious and loud and, you know, trying to get people riled up if something's happening. I always want to bring a peace and a calm. And I learned that from my grandmother. So that's the one area. Another area is her strength. My grandmother's strength, not only physically, because she was 5'9", 5'10", she was a strong woman. And emotionally, she was strong, dealing with a lot of things from her upbringing, dealing with a lot of things in the time that she was brought up from segregation and just the reality of the things that she faced. And I saw that strength. And what I saw in that strength was consistency. Something that my boy Carl taught me was that consistency beats resistance. And that's what she was. She was consistent. I remember going through the garage when she was about to sell her home out in New Jersey to buy another home in New Jersey. And she had all these notes from her time of reading the Bible, from being in the scriptures. And I never knew that. I never kind of was aware of that. But she was a pastor down in Texas, and it was so common for me, I didn't realize how much strength she needed to be a pastor in the 80s in Texas as a woman. And I don't believe a lot of men and women in that time considered her to be Reverend Hill, or not Reverend Hill, Reverend Golden. They looked at her more as an evangelist, because they would not put that name upon a woman who was pastoring or preaching. But that just ties back to her strength, that she didn't let that stop her. She remained consistent. No matter what they called her, she didn't let that stop her in her calling to do what God had called her to do. So her peace, then her strength. And then lastly, I want to touch on her ability to have fun. Now that's different, right, than the first two I just gave you, her peace and his strength. But my grandmother would have so much fun. I remember my birthday being in March, and every year around March, April time frame, when the wind is kicking up in Texas, she would come by the house with kites. Now I like the kites, but grandma never would like untangle the kite strings. It'd be like 5-6 kites all tangled together. But she would always bring them over in a Chevrolet truck, in the back of a blue Chevrolet truck, pull up to the house, get out, and see this kite's in the back. Now what's amazing is there was a gap in time, I kind of alluded to it a little bit earlier, where I wasn't that close to her physically. So that means I didn't talk to her a lot. But as an adult, being around her and seeing how fun she was, cracking jokes, always telling me I was gaining weight, even though she just saw me the day prior and I hadn't gained a pound. But in her eyes, if I look at food, I gained 10 pounds. But she always had fun. And I believe that showed me the totality of my walk in this life. To be at peace, to have strength, and to have fun. To enjoy this life as it is. You know, sometimes as a believer in God, it's almost like we can't have fun. That representing Christ and all that we do is some very locked down thing. You know, you can't have fun, you can't laugh, you can't joke. You gotta be always serious. All the glory of God is upon me now. No, that's not the case. And my grandmother showed me that. So those three aspects for this Thankful Thursday, I'm so thankful unto God for that. And I say all that to say this in closing. There's somebody in your life God has given you. I just truly believe that somebody in your life God has given you that represents three things or more to you that have shaped and equipped you to be a better person, to be a believer in God, to move out of some of the brokenness that is in you to a place of wholeness and healing. I just believe that. I don't believe that I'm special in particular because I have my grandmother. I believe that was the hand of God upon my life. And in that way, I can give thanks in all circumstances. Because it says, this is the will for you in Christ Jesus. Christ established that for you. I know COVID-19. I know George Floyd. I know all the things that are going on in this world, considering racism, considering how our lives are being shifted constantly every day. Today is June 4th. And from January 1st to now, this has been a really tough year. But I still believe that God has given us something and today someone to be thankful for. I don't know who it is. It may be the person in the mirror. You're thankful for yourself because God has blessed you to see things from a different perspective. It may be a parent that has been there for you in ways. It may be an uncle, a cousin. It may be somebody not physically related to you by family, but they've shown you love like a family member. I don't know, but what I do know is we all have a grandma like I had in the sense of a person being there for you. I just believe it because I believe that God would not leave us destitute in this world to face things on our own in that way. I just don't believe it. So my question I present to you after presenting to you my thankful person is, who are you thankful for? I'll ask again in closing, who are you thankful for? Think about it. Press into that. And excuse me, who are you thankful for? And let's maximize every moment. Because not to maximize a moment is to minimize a moment. And look, we cannot afford to minimize any moments. God bless you.